As we've been talking about what books to read about democracy, the Talk of the Nation staff has been busy building our library and stacking the shelves, so we're going to take a walk down the hall to see what we've created. And there's the library right up ahead. It's quite big and imposing, as it should be. Even though it's inside here, I can see the columns and, oh, look, that magnificent door. Right in front of us is the librarian's desk where NPR senior editor Marcus Rosenbaum is seated. Marcus, nice of you to be the librarian of the Library of Democracy for us.
Well, thank you for stopping by, Neil.
So what have we got? What have we assembled?
Well, first of all, let me just tell you that, boy, how do I make my voice do this? Let me just tell you that we organize the books here or according to a sort of modified Dewey Decimal System because John Dewey, of course, was a Democrat himself, and in fact, someone has recommended one of his books called Democracy and Education. It's modified because, although it's sorted by categories, which we're going to go over right now, we put the ones we like right in the middle, so they're easy to get to. So, starting out with politics, you may remember that former Governor Cuomo suggested Lincoln on Democracy, his new book about that, but we have a bunch of other ones in the politics section. In addition to Democracy in America, which, of course, is sort of a standard that you said was already there, we have The Prince by Machiavelli, which would be a nice sort of counterpoint, I think, to Democracy in America. Martin Luther King Jr.'s Why We Can't Wait. Christopher Carpenter suggested that one, who has been listening online in Tokyo. John Locke's Second Treatise of Government makes my library list, says Derek Prater of Kansas City, Missouri. And we have The Future of Freedom by Fareed Zakaria, Why Americans Still Don't Vote by Francis Fox Piven and Richard A. Cloward, and Thomas Paine's The Rights of Man is crucial to democracy, one of our email correspondents wrote. He said, indeed, no American should graduate from high school without having read this book at some point in time.
If we follow the structure we used in the program, it should be literature that comes up next.
Literature comes up next, and Ha Jin recommended not only his book, which is coming out soon, called The Crazed, which sounds really interesting. I thought he was a great guest, but also Animal Farm by George Orwell, which I think is clearly right smack in the middle of the literature category. Here's some other ones, though. William Golding's Lord of the Flies.
Of course, yes.
And Grapes of Wrath. Might be an interesting one. Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged. Brian Wharton in Raleigh, North Carolina, wrote in and suggested that. And several people wrote in to suggest Fahrenheit 451, Ray Bradbury's classic, which was published in 1966. Actually, I have one that I, one of my favorites in that category is All the King's Men by Robert Penn Warren, which I think is probably one of the best politics books ever written. And what I particularly liked about it is one little section in it where he talks about coming home late at night and there's a telegram on the doorstep and he hesitates before he picks it up because he doesn't know whether the information in it will save him or kill him. And he picks it up and opens it anyway because what can you do? You have to know. And I think that's a big part of democracy. Something about that.
There are many other categories left, but very little time. We should let all of you know that once we've finished stacking all the books, you can find our final list at NPR's website. You can look for the Library of Democracy under Editor's Picks at www.npr.org. But Marcus, in the time we have, some highlights.
Very quickly. Eden Ross Lipson had a whole list of children's books that I think it would take me too long to go through. On history, there are a few. Orlando Patterson suggested Democracy, Ancient and Modern by Moses Finley. And I would pick James McPherson's Battle Cry of Freedom, a one-volume history of the Civil War. A few miscellaneous ones very quickly. I know we're running out of time. The Words We Live By, Your Annotated Guide to the Constitution, was suggested by Bob Carruthers of Louisville, Colorado. And Walden by Henry David Thoreau was suggested by Jeff in San Francisco.
And what a wonderful place to stop.
I think we'll have to. Thank you, Neil.
Our librarian of democracy has been Marcus Rosenbaum in Washington and indeed in the library. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.